Hey, it's Skippy with the morning after Monday through Friday on New Rock 104.1 from 6 to 10. Right now, you're about to embark on a journey back in time to some of the moments this week we feel like sharing with you one more time. Be sure to follow us online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, too. You can look for Shut Up Skippy. Here's hoping this stuff is good for a second go-round. Enjoy.
This is the morning after on New Rock 104.1. Good morning. Skip here. Drew over there.
Hi.
Phalia, too.
What up?
We are on Facebook Live and Instagram Live this morning. Big announcement. 7:30-ish.
It's around that time.
Yeah, we're around there.
All right. So anyway, real quick.
Yes.
Business. Frank Perez, good job, dude. You're cool. You're a caller 10. You have tickets.
Awesome, Frank. Yeah.
Way to go, Frank.
With that said, I might have to, like, get used to not. Sorry. This music, man. You know it's a big deal if I made a music bed, but I might have to get used to not buying my friends with tickets anymore. I don't really know how to do this, guys.
You're just going to have to rip the Band-Aid.
You're just going to have to rip off the Band-Aid.
You're just going to have to rip it off.
This morning.
Rip it.
You know, I had my worst week in football, and I think if there was any sort of sign that says, Skip, you should really give up your broadcasting career doing mornings, it is that. So, ladies and gentlemen of the Central Valley, wait for it because it's dramatic. I quit. like for real, I quit.
Yeah.
Today marks the final countdown of the morning after forever.
Yeah.
Because I turned in my 2 weeks notice a week ago.
Yeah.
So, you guys are real quiet.
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
And I don't want to, like, take your thunder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest. When Phalia found out yesterday, Phalia was already figuring out how he was going to take over the morning after.
I can't believe what happened.
I can't believe. Let me Friday. Get my dossier together. Let me get my resume updated.
My vision board has finally come to fruition.
Now, for me, I've known you for, what, 18 years?
Yeah.
And we've worked together.
So if you're just tuning in, seriously, I quit.
Yeah. We've worked together, 12
forever.
Plus years,
yeah,
and then working 2 years on your show. Selfishly, I don't want you to quit. I want you to go and be like, sorry guys, I was just messing around. I'm gonna stick around.
So
this is too real for
me. I know
me.
You keep waiting for that, and as we have communicated over the last week, I think I kept hearing you kind of hold your breath. So here is the rundown on it. You are hearing the second to last Friday of the morning after ever. I turned in my 2 weeks notice. After some quiet contemplation, if anybody has listened and followed me, my life has changed a whole lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But all of that said, I am really, really, I feel like I gotta cut the music. So. I get all up in the feels, Drew. This is like a feelings moment.
I know, mm-hmm. I know, and I don't want to cry right now. And
I keep hearing that Fast and Furious song where they're all sad when Paul Walker drives away.
Can I just like mansplain your quitting to you?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so Skip, I don't know if you know this, Skip, but you turned in your 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So that means that you.
Go on.
That means that this is, I don't know if you can do math or not, but.
No,
this,
I'm not, my little woman brain.
Yeah, it's 7 days from today. It's seven.
Okay.
I know.
Okay. That,
so next Friday will be your
my last
final
Friday.
Day. Because you put in your 2 weeks 1 week ago.
It was like 2 weeks in 1 day.
Yeah.
Because the boss was trying to take the Friday off to go on vacation. And I was like, you should probably be here for this.
Yeah. Well, and anyway, you got the family stuff. You got all.
Well,
the
it's not just that. It's okay. So I wrote something kind of long because here's the thing. One of the big reasons why I didn't want to have this conversation is that I knew everybody was going to have a lot of questions. There's no drama behind it. It's just sometimes change happens and you actually get to be the catalyst for your own change. When I stopped working at the other radio station, it was because the station was flipped and my heart was broken. And because of that, I found myself here. And because of failures on personal and professional levels or changes, I'm in a really, really good spot. And the truth is, like, over the last couple of years, waking up and doing this grind, one, I've literally found myself disassociative from exhaustion.
Right.
Because I do this job and then I go and I do therapy, which you want to talk feelings, sit in an office for 8 hours doing it with people. I love it, but it's intense. And then I go and I parent all the time. And I'll be honest, there was an easier moment in my life when I had kids 50-50.
Right.
You solid families with your kids all the time. Like, yeah. Sometimes that's hard. So anyway, so all of that has changed and stuff. But the reality is this, like, I have a really significant amount of attachment to my identity as a rock alternative DJ. I have for the past 18 years. It is the quintessential cliche story of a girl who felt ignored that just wanted attention and doesn't know what to do with it when she got it.
Yeah.
And that's changed. It's changed over a while, and it gave me like this cool alter ego. I could be confident, funny, capable most of the time. But over the years, like, it's kind of integrated. The point being, all this has been bubbling under the surface while I'm doing a show, and a lot of people didn't notice it, and I didn't either until one day I woke up, and it was kind of different. So I challenge people here to expand their horizons, to think bigger. I challenge people in my therapy office to do that the same, and I'm doing that myself. And part of that is because I really feel like I finally have a partner that I can lean on, and I don't have to hustle anymore as like a single mom. I have career opportunities and I can catch my breath. And I didn't really think that was a thing that was going to be there for me. So I'm really sad because I absolutely, absolutely love my friends and family. And you guys have replaced some of my other family, to be perfectly honest. And I'm very, very grateful for that. But like, the time has come to move on and sleep in a little bit.
So basically, since I'm a man, I feel like everything you said was like, meh. Might as well just stay here.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to require you to stay here.
Okay. Okay. You need a receptionist?
Yeah. Someone's got to answer these calls.
Look, listen.
Yeah.
Who's going to answer the phone calls and make the sandwiches around this office?
How do we work this for?
Skippy. Look, I support you 100% in all of your life decisions. You know that. You know that I have your back, and I'm not going to guilt you.
Too much.
But I am going to guilt you just a little bit with one of these.
So anyway, we're going to do a whole nother week of shows next week. But you heard it here. I quit.
Yeah, this is a big moment for you. But really, let me do what I do and switch it back on me. What does this mean for me?
Okay, and that's a good question because I don't know.
Neither do I.
Well, if you don't know, then I don't know what I'm doing.
No one knows.
You're screwed.
Oh, no.
It's New Rock 104.1 Nerd News is next. No, Faelia, just because I'm quitting does not mean that you're getting the job.
What? I never said that in the slightest.
It is the morning after. It's New Rock 104.1. If you're just tuning in. It is
Faelia's
not.
Faelia's morning show. Every break starts with, so.
Failed to wake up this morning.
Maybe you should start one of those change.org petitions, Faelia. This is your moment. Hire Faelia.
Just petition every morning. I got 20,000 signatures over 3 years.
Oh, so anyway, I just wanted to make sure that my I quit speech went out over the air because I thought, what if I mess that up?
Oh, yeah.
That would be poetic.
Yeah.
And I might keep around my final countdown bed just until next week. But if you're just tuning in, that happened. If you need more details, I wrote a blog about it because I'm long-winded. Anyhow, it's time for
Nerd News.
Second to last one.
Yeah, second to last one because Skippy probably just said, I'm leaving all you guys. I don't care what you do with your life. Bye. I'm out. Okay.
You taking this okay?
Yeah. I'm not bitter at all. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, let's move forward. First look at Falcon and the Winter Soldier, the new suits Disney Plus series that's going to be coming out. And it's cool because Falcon's suit looks like an in-between between his old suit and kind of like him transitioning into like Captain America, because that's okay. Where he's going to be going. And I guess the show is mainly going to be focused on his transition into Captain America. Bucky's suit looks awesome. Winter Soldier, he's all clean cut, kind of more of a pretty boy look now.
Oh,
not
I'm
as
all
rough.
For it, but I like his, what did they call him, the White Wolf?
The White Wolf.
My only thing is, like, Captain America was a super soldier. Bucky's a super soldier. Falcon's just some dude.
Yeah. Well, and I've brought it up many times because in the comics, he also took up the Captain America mantle. but he did not undergo the super soldier serum thing. Like, and I'm like,
he didn't get the juice.
He has like a cool suit.
Yeah,
but well, like, but the same was kind of true for Iron Man and for, you know,
yeah,
Batman.
But Iron Man's suit is like a powerhouse, and he has wings that go flappy flappy.
He could fight Thor.
Yeah, now he has wings, gonna... and he's just like, oh, I'm flying. Here's a gun.
Not even big guns.
You're fighting Thanos. You're fighting aliens.
They're just little pistols.
Yeah. Anyways, also the first look at Hawkeye's design. From the series that's going to have him, Kate Bishop, and it's based on kind of a run that happened a few years ago in the comic series where he's training someone else to take up the Hawkeye mantle.
Okay.
And it's this foxy brunette that wears, like, all purple.
Okay. So, I'm on board.
I'm on board. I'm in. Sonic the Hedgehog movie, the redesign is now out. It looks great. It looks great. I'm not going to go on a diatribe. You know how I feel about the internet rage and people changing their artistic decisions as
a
result.
So Tripp's at school, but he went and saw it because they did some sort of screening here locally, and he went and saw it, and he liked it.
What, Sonic the Hedgehog?
Uh-huh. There was like at a movie theater.
There was a
It was like a special thing that...
Ooh, what?
Yeah.
So he saw the movie?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Great. Now I'm going to know what happens by tomorrow.
Dude, our 9-year-old scooped it.
How did he already see it? When is it supposed to come out?
Valentine's Day.
It was some sort of edit or something.
This is garbage.
I don't think he
Why
made
was
it
I
up?
Not invited to that?
Maybe he saw it with the old design.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they like let him watch it, but it was the old
I'm
one.
Not sure. Anyways,
it looks
two
good.
2 9-year-old thumbs up.
It looks good, but please let's not set the precedent of the neckbeard anger rage case fanboys at home dictating what happens in TV shows and movies and video games. I guess
neckbeard, you say?
Neckbeard? Why not? Black Adam officially releases date concept art 2021
with who?
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Yes. Dwayne the Rock Johnson, who one Chaz Wheeler once threw a nacho at, it landed on his butt in the Celtics Arena, and he was called the Brahma Bull at the time. Turn around and call Chaz a fat ass. That's
right. I didn't realize
Chaz's
I needed that story.
claim to fame.
The Rock, the concept art looks dope. I'm actually really excited about it. And the difference between him and Zachary Levi, I believe, is the guy that plays Shazam.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It almost looks like he has to wear like a muscle suit.
Who does? Zachary Levi. Oh,
yeah.
The Rock just puts on
on a leotard, and he's like, he's suited up.
They just gave him like a tank top. They're like, you're fine.
Huge rumors about Moon Knight that are going to be leading into the Blade reboot movies.
Okay.
So Mahershala Ali is the guy that they announced to redo that's going to be Blade, which is exciting for me because he's a great actor and he's been killing it in like everything that he's been doing lately. So, but the MCU shows, are going to be leading into the movies, and kind of everything is going to be connected. So instead of doing this like kind of separate but not equal, separate kind of you're here, we're all MCU, will reference one another. All of these things moving forward on Phase 4, and more specifically Phase 5, what they're saying is going to be interwoven amongst itself. So everything is going to be interconnected. So anyone that they hire for the shows on Disney Plus are also supposed to be movie caliber actors that are going to be taking that.
In case they do the crossover.
Well, and I guess that's the plans for everything, those crossovers, because how does Disney get you locked into Disney Plus? They get you... They do what comic books...
them our money.
They do what comic books do, which is if you want to know these details about this what this happens, you have to watch the show. You can only watch the show on Disney Plus.
It's a smart marketing move.
Yeah, but Joe Quesada did that with the comics, and I just stopped reading because it became too much. There's too many books that I had to read and stay up on.
Well, that's why there's videos.
Yeah.
And shows.
Yes. Yeah. Anyways. Jon Favreau, he has... So in the Star Wars fandom, there's this notorious kind of the holiday special.
Uh-huh.
There's a holiday special that came out that's supposed to be, it's not canon. They said it's not canon, right? But there's a holiday special for Star Wars, and it's notoriously bad. It's like terrible. Not terrible doesn't even describe how absolutely
heinous it is. But not terrible like in a fun way?
No, like terrible in like it's very hard to watch way.
Okay.
So Jon Favreau says that he has an idea to redeem the holiday special with Star Wars, and he wants to make one. And if it was anyone else, I would say no.
It's the man behind Elf. So
behind The Mandalorian.
Vader stole Christmas.
But I'm saying he's got some...
He has
some,
a lot of cred.
Like, cred in both
Iron
areas.
Iron Man, Elf, what else did he do? He did Swingers. He did so
he can
many...
Do it.
Chef?
Chef?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe in him.
Also, you can get Star Wars Adidas shoes. Drew might actually think about buying them.
Netflix's The Witcher already renewed for season 2 before it even airs, which just bodes very well for me because that makes me happy. It makes me think that they nailed it. So,
All right.
Give me more on that. And last but not least, Dragon Ball fans are not too happy right now about rumors of a live action. Now, if you want to talk about notoriously bad.
It might be the worst movie ever made.
It is possibly the worst movie ever made, but there is the first Dragon Ball movie that was ever made was called, well, live action movie in the States is called Dragon Ball Evolution. And if you want to talk about bad,
I have no idea what's going on.
When it comes to any respect for the source material at all gets thrown out the window. They pick probably some of the most boring aspects to pull into it. It is just terrible. It is terrible. If they go on full, like, say, screw it, no one needs a backstory, let's go right into, like, Dragon Ball Super or something like that, I'd be all about it. Because with the technology now, I would love to see something like that if they did it right. But
that's not going to happen.
That's probably not going to happen. They would have to throw a ton of money at it. So,
all right, that has been
Nerd News with the little speeded up Drew fingers.
Hey, Drew, you think this is going to be a fast one? Yeah, Skip, it's going to be a fast one. Okay, cool. 9 minutes later. This is The Morning After on New Rock 104.1. If you're just tuning in this morning, know that coming up next, we have Failiot's new game.
Too cool for school.
Oh, wait, sorry, I didn't turn your mic on.
Too cool for school, take two.
That's going to be coming up, so be close to your phones because we're going to look for contestants. But right now it is time for...
Since it's an emotional.
Oh, my God. He's still... Maybe... I don't even know if we're going to do next week or not. But
yeah, that's
ahead.
The thing. This may be the very final Waste of Space today, so...
It is one of my favorite things I've done with my career.
Yeah, if I had piano music in the background. Talking about people that aren't so great. This is Waste of Space at 8. Yeah. Possibly the last one ever. All right, so let's go into Aaron Carter. Alarming weight loss sparks ER visit. He's blaming family
what
stress.
What a throwback for Aaron Carter.
Well, no, the thing about Aaron Carter is that he's been going off the deep end for a while, and it's not most so much a waste of space as that he needs like intensive like mental health treatment because he is going on one. Like his family members are having to get restraining orders against him. He had to relinquish all of his firearms to the state police or local police. It's just he's on one, man. He needs a lot of help. Now here's a guy who he went to jail recently, and he's one of those terrible mumblers. You know what I mean? I'm not even gonna call him rappers. You shouldn't even attach rapper.
He's a mumbler.
He just mumbles. Kodak Black, he was in a prison fight and he's facing extra charges as a result. But he said that he was drugged in prison and the fight was set up to get him, right? Moving on.
I was like, I guess it could happen.
I dislike Kodak Black is the guy, and I think I showed you this. He said that he was better than Biggie and Tupac.
Kodak.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, you know what? That's a cohesive rhyme. He has never made one of those. So he says he's better than Biggie and Tupac, and then they're all freestyle, and it's just all.
I just hope you guys know his next song's gonna be Step Back, Kodak.
Yeah,
he's gonna rip me off.
Yeah, And that's the only line he says because it's a mumble rapper.
Step back, Kodak.
Step back, Kodak. What? Step back. Anyways, Kevin Hart's friend that was in the car with him and his wife that were in the car with him when the car crashed. Released some pictures. He's been going to physical therapy with Kevin Hart. I thought right off the bat they were saying something about how they were going to sue if I read that story correctly, but now apparently they're okay. there is a line in the article that I would say needs more clarification, because it says they do physical therapy together a couple of times a week. And I don't know if that's him and Kevin both, because they both had similar injuries to their back, and they both got similar surgeries to fix the injuries. So I don't know if it's him and Kevin or him and his wife, but they did release some pictures, and they are lucky to be alive. If you looked at that car, they are lucky to be alive. PayPal pulls out of Pornhub business. Now,
classic PayPal.
What's that move called?
Well, they don't want the risks. Anyways, so PayPal, for some reason.
PayPal did what?
They pulled out of the Pornhub business. Okay. So Pornhub does this thing where, like, community members can post their own videos from home, and they can make some money. But see, look, here.
So it's like an open forum for amateur work.
Yes. Right. And for all that it's worth.
How else are you supposed to get discovered?
It's
like an auditioning couch.
Listen,
or
I'm not going to shame anyone.
I'm not here to sex shame.
I'm not here to judge anyone. If you want to if you want to throw up some Diddy videos and, like, you know, you get some cash on it, good on you.
Okay.
PayPal likes money. I don't know why they wouldn't want that money, because that's a big business.
It's probably sticky.
Pornhub, for all it's worth, does a lot of, like, charity work and random things that you wouldn't know.
Not here to criminalize or judge or stigmatize. Sex.
Yeah. Period. Like a bunch of banks, too. They're like JP Morgan, Bank of America, Capital One, Square, Venmo. They're all.
Look, stop hating on that money and acting like you don't watch it.
Yeah. So this is a great opportunity.
Maybe you'd be less uptight if you did.
We need to start our own called, like, Money Hub, where I'm like, I'll transfer this money for you all day. Cash, 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 cash. Money, 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 money.
Money.
Yeah, give me that money.
Hey, what do you think I'm leaving Radio to go to?
Money?
Just kidding.
Money?
No, I meant
I'm like.
I'm just teasing. I'm not really.
Like, well.
Really went over you.
I'm like, huh? When?
It was called a joke that was
when,
like,
you debut?
Higher level.
Joe Montana's statue vandalized after Niners lost.
Oh, no.
I thought you said Joe Montana.
Joe Montana.
So, you know, wait a second. So some Niner fans, because you. I'm going to guess it's somebody who's really angry that they messed up, you know, their perfect record. But look, it was going to happen. They went and vandalized the greatest quarterback they've had?
Yeah. Because they're little babies, and there's a lot of sports fans and a lot of men in general.
You guys don't get sports, all right? Lose a game, vandalize your own statue. Boom.
That's the go-to?
That's the go-to.
Yeah, right. Well, and also, this is a start to something I've been saying I want more of, is hooliganism. Because there's, like, crazy sports fans here, but they're not hooligans. See, they riot in Europe. I want some more of that.
Okay, got it.
Okay, I want some more group fights and chanting.
I want to see some flares get lit up.
Yeah. That's what I want to see. So anyways, this is actually funny, and this is the only time you're ever going to hear me say this. I agree with Kim Kardashian on something. So
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Huh?
I know. So her and her sister Courtney are in this really kind of intense fight over one of the kids' birthday parties, because Kim Kardashian is like, it's a kid's birthday party. There's supposed to be cakes, cookies, treats, all these things. Well, her sister is like, gluten-free and organic this, na-na-da. And she's telling her, she's like, it's a kid's birthday party. Do not use it. And she's also like, that's a lot of her branding. Gluten-free this,
but
organic
detox
this.
Teas and all kinds of other bad things. Okay, just checking. Okay.
So they're like, just let the kids have fun and eat cake. Like, why are you trying to ruin this
for
everyone?
Let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake,
Courtney.
So they're getting in, like, this huge fight over it, and I'm totally on Kim's side. Let them eat cake. They're kids. Let them be kids. Don't push your bogus fake gluten allergy on them. Anyways, Cuba Gooding Jr., grand jury didn't see my security vids. My diamonds are bogus because I did not pinch. Maybe a slap. There was not a pinch. Remember?
Yes. He does not look good in that picture.
Monique is suing Netflix for racial discrimination. She's citing that Amy Schumer got paid $13 million for a stand-up special, and they only offered her $500,000. To that, I would
argue. Who is this?
Monique, which, you know,
yeah.
Which I would argue this. they just gave Eddie Murphy $120 million for a stand-up special, and he's also a black male. And Dave Chappelle also gets tons of money for Netflix specials, and it's because they are very popular. So, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There's not too many people going to the theaters to go see Monique.
I've never
heard of it. Amy Schumer still to this day sells out, like, arena tours. So,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you can claim what you want, but Bagel Guy Who Gets Angry, he suffered a stroke. We can pass over that one. And then I'm actually going to end on this one. Amber Portwood, the girl that threw the machete, she already threatened a YouTuber that was showing a video of the machete throw, and the probation officer has been alerted. So she may be going to jail. So
that's what we call a hot mess.
Very much so.
That has been.
Wait. Here. Dun, 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 almost dun, the dun, final dun, waste dun, of space dun, dun, at 8, cause Kippy dun, dun, is a leaving dun, dun, and she doesn't dun, love dun, me dun, anymore dun, or failure, so
call
she decided
us
to leave.
228-1041 if you want to play our new game.
Too cool for school.
Call us now. It is the morning after on New Rock 104.1. We're playing a brand new game called
Too Cool for School.
I don't know if that's a cool
song
either.
That's me snapping the bass.
So anyway, we got Travis, our first contestant here. He's trying to earn tickets to go check out Tool the 15th of January. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. So Travis, you could win my very last pair of tickets on the second to last Friday of the morning after. Right now, are you ready to play?
I am ready to play.
All right, Failiot, here's your time to shine. I gave you a whole week to work on this.
I'm going
to
give you some Tool-related questions. You're going to answer them either right, or we're going to drop you from the call.
Okay.
So,
the first question is, these lyrics belong to what song? Let me get my singing voice on.
Who are you to wave your finger? Who are you to wave your fat fingers at me? You must have been out of your mind.
See, here's my problem, because I never know. What are the options?
It is A, The Pot, B, Hush, C, The Grudge, or D, Jimmy.
I'm going in The Pot.
You are correct.
That is right. Okay, see, you had to wait for the option because he just tried to yell something out. But that's my problem.
I would have gotten that wrong.
Yeah, and see, and that's my problem with Tool is I know all the words. I have no idea the names of the songs.
Okay. That's very helpful.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I will do another lyric one. These lyrics go to what song?
Finger deep within the borderline. Show that you love me and that we belong together.
What is that voice?
Is it A, Fear in a Colum?
Inoculum.
B, Inoculum. Thank you, Drew. B, 46 and 2. C, Viscarious. Or D, Stink Fist.
Viscarious!
Stink Fist all the way.
Is it Stink Fist?
It is Stink Fist.
Oh my God! Fear and Inoculum!
By the way, can we just take a moment to appreciate how great this bit is? So, say Vicarious again.
Viscarious?
Viscarious?
Okay, all right, last one.
All right. I have a lot, but he's been good, so I gotta, try and throw him for a loop here.
I like that one that included Drew.
Oh, I have one. This song title has something in common with Drew. Is it A, Tempest? B, Sober? C, Stinkfish? Or D, is he descending?
You said sober.
He is sober. And that is, you are the winner of School Year.
Fear and Inoculum.
Fear and Inoculum.
Now, keep in mind, he wants to be a journalist. You
and
gotta
a DJ.
Learn to enunciate, man.
All right, so there we go.
Jokes
have
on
it.
You. I don't know what that means.
It's the morning after. It's New Rock 104.1. This is the morning after on New Rock 104.1. Dominic Fike long ago started out as a New Rock Nation discover and download artist, and you can check out a brand new one, Suburban. The song is Cradles. Get it for free at newrock1041.fm. You can check it out there. So good morning and hi, Failiot. Failiot, it's your time.
It's my time.
I should probably put your mic on. Sorry, I can't trust you. By the way, I did get a message from Melissa and said she was crying listening to your new game.
Too cool for school, yeah.
I should be a 90s singer.
You should. You're dressed like one.
Thank you. But now it is time for There's Some People You Should Get to Know. This last best of show with Elliot.
With Elliot.
Mom, don't go.
Don't you love me? Don't leave.
Radio Mom, what does this even mean?
Okay, go ahead.
Men with no kids.
He didn't say okay.
He didn't say okay or so.
Exactly.
That's good.
Suck it, Drew. Man with no kids of his own pays off lunch debts for every child in 9 Florida schools.
Aww.
This man, who will not be named, he didn't want his name out there, of Palm Beach County, heard that over 400 kids in the community couldn't get a full lunch, so he said, lunch on me, dog, and hooked it up for 9 different schools in the Jupiter Public School District.
Thank you.
Strange man that doesn't give us her name. Anyway, 14-year-old awarded $25,000.
Yes, may I interject?
Yes.
That's how charity should be done, is anonymously. And to also pull it a little bit further, I grew up in church and stuff like that. In the Bible, it says that when you are charitable, that you are also not to look or seek for recognition. So.
Drew, did you just actually ask with the Bible?
Well, I'm just letting you know.
He's sitting crisscross applesauce.
The reason why I say that is because that's there's important. A lot of people out there that do charity, but then they're like, look at me. Well, look at all the good stuff I do.
And somewhere in the middle is like sharing it and inspiring others and all of that. So, but I get what you mean, and that's cool. So stop calling him a weirdo, Bailey.
I meant to say mystery, but weirdo came out.
Yeah, it's okay. You mess up your words sometimes, right?
I'm bad at words. 14-year-old awarded $25,000 for her invention that totally eliminates blind spots in your car using a projector.
This is cool. I saw this.
Yeah. I have my on my Traverse, I have the little warning light.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer that it took this long for someone to
figure out. It's always a kid that fixes it.
But yeah, 14-year-old, I don't want to get her name wrong.
Anyway,
Alina Gassler designed a system that eliminates the blind spot by installing a webcam into the interior of your car so that it records the live feed of objects around you.
Okay.
It almost, it's just like a screen that hugs the trim of the car and the back. So when you're moving, it can actually just project the image to it. So it looks just like a continuous
interesting
image of what's around you, which is... That's brilliant. It's smart.
When I flip my rearview mirror up, it gives me a widescreen camera mode. So I can even see into the people's car behind me.
Oh Miss Fancy Pants over here with her widescreen camera. And she's like, Adina's. I got this widescreen camera. Now I'm going to quit. See you guys later. Blah, blah. All right, Skip. Cool. Widescreen camera.
God,
all right.
Speaking of car technology.
Like
scientists develop sensors to save kids and pets left in vehicles, and it's so cheap it will be in cars in 2020.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So this thing is 3 inches in diameter. It can be put in the rearview mirror or mounted on the ceiling, and what it does is it sends out signals. It has a built-in AI, and it sends out signals that reflects, like, it senses if there's anything inside the car still.
Okay.
And what it does, it sets an alarm off that you will get notified of, that you can go and open your doors, open your windows.
Oh, that's interesting.
And that will help get rid of what they call a worldwide problem in cars. So
yeah.
This one, my last story, I'm a little nervous to tell it because I'm pretty sure I've told it before.
Then you should definitely
maybe
have not gone back.
After Chicago becomes first major city to ditch overdue book fees, book return surged by over 240%.
Oh, that's a good story. I wasn't listening if you did share it before.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nice. So I think what I did was the first part of the story, and this is like the updated version of the story. So Chicago got rid of their overdue book fees because, let's face it, if you have anything over $5, you're not going to return it.
Okay.
You keep it for life.
This is my book now.
Yeah. So they got rid of it, and now they, like I said, are giving up a 240 increase in returns.
That's awesome.
So Chicago, Alina, Science, Car Science, and Mystery Man, you're all best of show for the last time.
It took him 2 years, a year and a half maybe, of doing best of show when I showed him the Pocket app and he actually organized
everything. Remember when he would handwrite it?
Yeah, he did 4 stories and he did it very efficiently, and this is the last goddamn one!
Bailey always pulls out the win at the end. It's always a stretch. Is it going to happen?
I'm like PayPal. Pulled out.
It's the morning after. It's New Rock 104.1. It's the morning after, coming to a close on New Rock 104.1, and the final countdown starts on Monday.
Yeah, coming to a close. Yeah. That's more on point than you think.
True words have never been spoken, Skip.
Yeah, so it's been a good show today. Good job, guys.
Yeah,
way to keep it together.
It almost reminds you why maybe you should stay and
maybe
not quit,
you should definitely
right?
not stay or leave.
Huh? Yeah,
I can't talk today.
Okay.
Is this
a ball of emotions, Skip.
I have a question. What? Time out. Is this how your breakups go too? Maybe you should not stay. I mean, don't leave me.
Yeah. Maybe they're just confused about the message that you're sending them, Failiet.
I'm just a hot mess right now.
No, it is like it's because I've known for a little while because I was there when you put in your 2 weeks, and then Failiet has not. And Failiet found out last night. It's like, okay, have your bit stuff ready for Friday. Like, it took me days.
And my radio pattern's splitting up.
Well, I couldn't tell him. Like on the air, so I needed to tell him in advance, and I didn't see him.
I know
how to do it, dude. I'm not good at the breakups.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Yeah, I don't. I'm still like, but
so anyway.
I'm your friend, and I want you to have a good life, and I want you to do whatever makes you happy. I guess that's family, whatever.
Wrong. Take care of me.
not waking up at 4:30 and coming on the radio with me. But okay, whatever. Bye.
I'm your radio man child, and you need to take care of me.
Look, I will be the absolute first to admit that I thought for sure that I was either, there was two ways I was going to go out of radio. One, they flipped the station and don't keep me around because we've been around for that.
Yeah.
Two, it was they were just going to change the locks and not tell me. So
like
true story. So true story behind the scenes. As I was getting ready to do all this, I had to I took my stuff that I wanted out of my desk, and I also copied my audio that I wanted to keep, like my best of bits and stuff that I'm proud of. And to be honest, stuff that will have like my voice and our stuff on it after I die in case my kids want it or whatever. You know, it was a little dark. And
it was a little dark.
I took all of that. And well, here's why, because I didn't save any of my mom's stuff when my mom was on the air. I don't have anything with my mom's voice. So yeah, that just got real dark.
That got real dark.
Anyway, so I took all that and I saved all, and I had to do all of that by myself. And it felt like sneaking around. Right. So, and then I told you on Thursday, and then we've had to be quiet and whatever.
This is hard.
And then Bailey's all, it's the weekend!
I forgot we were going to do that, actually. Should we?
I don't know. Do you want to?
Poor Bailey.
So anyway, if you're looking for stuff to do this weekend, movies, stuff going on, newrock1041.fm, you'll see my blog there. Also, Tool tickets go on sale at 10 a.m., so don't forget that. Congratulations to everybody who won tickets. Well done, Failiet, on the game.
Yeah.
There's a podcast up because that game is included as well.
I wouldn't necessarily, it was the game that was good. It was him screwing everything up during the game that was
good. Was poetic and everything that I would expect.
I honestly was born 10 years too late because I should have been a 90s singer.
How did that go again?
Wait, let him incorporate it into his weekend.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so for the second to last Friday ever, Failiet is saying goodbye on the morning after.
Wednesday came and went. Thursday, a distant memory flutters. Friday, Skippy just announced she's retiring. I'll be lost without her. And that makes it the what, Skippy, don't go.
It's New Rock 104.1.